Blog Talk Radio.
Throughout the year, as we have our Align for Life podcasts, we focus sometimes, often, on St. Vider High School. Other times, we focus on the community around the school. And periodically, we get the opportunity to step back and take a wider view of the Viatorian community in its entirety, which is something that maybe not everyone realizes has a multinational footprint, and we'll learn a little bit about that today and talk about the vision and future of those serving in the Viatorian community. Hi, everyone. Of course, this is Jim Mitchell, your host for these conversations, and joining me today is someone who has been a past contributor and always a welcome guest, Brother John Eustace, the Vice President of Viatorian Identity and Mission at the high school. And Brother John, I know you're involved many other places, so I look forward to talking to you today. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here again.
And our topic really, beyond just the Viatorian community, is vocations within that community. And we hear that term a lot, but I'm not sure that everybody, myself included, really understand what we're talking about when we say that. What does it mean to you when we say vocation?
Well, when we say vocation, we look at the everybody is involved and has a vocation. Everybody is invited by God to be someone and to do something in the world. And some people, when you look at like Viatorian vocation, some people might be called or invited by God to be a brother, a priest, or a lay associate. But every single person does have a vocation. And basically what that is each person has a desire to do something, a desire to be something, and a desire to be a part of the world. So a way to look at if somebody's discerning their vocation, which hopefully we all are at any given time, questions that should be there are, is it something I'm good at? Is it something I enjoy doing? Does it bring me a lot of joy? And then finally, does the world need it? So that's the vocation in terms of God's invitation to the individual. Am I good at it? Does the world need it? Does it bring me joy?
And those are key questions. And I do recall when you made what is yet another return to St. Vider High School a year or two ago, we talked, and you walked us through your path, and you talked a lot about discernment. Are those questions you just mentioned part of that discernment process? Is that a bigger process? What does that entail in terms of pursuing a vocation?
Yeah, discernment itself, the root of the word comes from an old English word, something like shearn, or I can't remember exactly how to pronounce it. But the idea of it is it means to sift. So if you are thinking about working with anything and sifting through dirt, sifting through materials, there's movement happening. There's a lot of pieces involved. So when it comes to what do I want to do with my life or what does God want me to do with my life, it's sifting through different things in my life. For example, what am I volunteering with? What am I good at in school? If you're a young person, what subjects do I like? Which ones inspire me? If you're serving people out in the community, what kinds of service like really hit my heart? And then it's not only the things that I'm doing or the things that I, as a discerner, are trying to discover, but then it's also involving other people in the process. So oftentimes we don't know ourselves until we have somebody else mirror it back to us. So somebody else might be able to say, hey, have you ever thought about being a teacher? Or have you ever thought about being a doctor? You're really good at science. So it's the individual. It's the individual who is working with other people to be able to help identify gifts or talents or motivations. And then finally, it is also a conversation with God. An active prayer life is going to help somebody be able to discern maybe where God is inviting them to be.
I liked your reference there of a mirror, of someone kind of reflecting back and helping in that process. Is that somewhat the role you play within the Viatorian community right now in terms of assisting with vocations? Is that becoming an increasing part of what you do?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So in addition to being vice president at the high school, I'm the director of vocation ministry for the Viatorians in the United States. And part of that is fielding calls that come in or emails that come in, inquiries that come and say, hey, we want to look at maybe an individual says, I might be interested in your community, so then I need to make a call. Once a person says, yes, I want to discern with the Viatorians, then I am trained to actively listen, sometimes put up that mirror to say, here's what I hear you saying. Have you thought of this or that? But it's more of my role is to assist the person to identify what questions they might have and then to get them to work with another person, a spiritual director, so to say, that will help them really look at what's going on in their lives.
And let's talk about the Viatorians, what they do and where someone might fit in. We talked about the process here. If someone reaches out and has an awareness or interest in the Viatorian community, you mentioned being a priest, being a brother. Are those the paths that the Viatorians would be looking to fill? Are there other responsibilities in this process?
So when somebody looks at us and wants to maybe join religious life, a lot of times they might be thinking of being a brother or being a priest. With every single Viatorian who has the title of brother or priest, every single one of us started off as a brother. And the first part of it is to join the Viatorian community, to be a member of the community. And some of the people who are looking at what they might want to do in life may look at us in our ministries, such as St. Viator High School. And in my time at St. Viator, I was involved in campus ministry. Most of my career there has been campus ministry. Now it's administration. Others have been math teachers and science teachers and working in the Scanlon Center. But even other areas that we work in, we have a brother, Brother Michael Gosch, graduate of St. Viator High School, who is a social worker and helped found Viator House of Hospitality. Father Corey Brost also works there. And we have a variety of ministries that are out there. Brother Pat Johan is a director of a retreat center up in McHenry. So those are the things that Viatorians do. There's not a prescripted sort of exact avenue that we all take. We have guys who are pastors too. So it's more what's going on internally, and with the Viatorians we have a particular attention to young people and to people who are cast aside in the margins of society. So no matter what we end up doing as a career, we are focusing on bringing the gospel alive with communities and to help young people and people in the margins.
We're talking with Brother John Eustace today, Vice President of Viatorian Identity and Mission at St. Viator High School, but as you heard, also responsible for vocations throughout the United States for the Viatorian community. Always a very busy individual, and great when he has time to talk with us, and we're talking about vocations today. Brother John, someone has an interest in pursuing a life with the Viatorian community as a brother first, potentially a priest, or in some other capacity. Take us through that process. What does that look like? I assume there's an educational component, a faith component. Is there a timeline and a process that gets followed?
Yeah, when a man says, hey, I think I might want to be a Viatorian religious. Okay, and what I mean by religious is brother or priest. Mm-hmm. He will contact us or perhaps it's just in a conversation with somebody who says, hey, have you ever thought of the Viatorians? Anyway, I will start the initial conversation with them, kind of asking where is the sense of call coming from, and then we go from there. If it is determined by the individual and by me that, yeah, there might be something here, that this might be God's invitation, then we start an official period of discernment, which would be lots of deeper questions coming from me, representing the Viatorians, and walking with that individual over the course of about 6 months to, well, it could be up to 3 years, depending on their position in life and everything. If they're in school still, we usually like to have people who are college graduates before they join us. Once we get through the discernment process, then there's an application to become a pre-novice, And right now at St. Viator High School, we have a pre-novice volunteering, Mr. Ryan McMahon, class of 2016. So he's gone through this process with us. And so for this year now, he lives with us and he works with us. And then should he decide, yes, I want to continue this path, then he would apply to be a novice. And what a novice does is it's almost like it's an intentional year and one day commitment to diving deeply into prayer, diving deeply into knowing the community and living with the community and knowing what's going on inside. And should the novice at the end of that year say, yes, this is what I want to do, then he would profess vows, the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And that would be for a period of 3 years. And then after that, he could renew it or do profess perpetual vows. So that's the whole process, if we look at it from beginning to end, from discernment, not to end, but beginning to perpetual vows, mm-hmm. you're looking at maybe about 4 or 5 years or longer.
Now, you mentioned one recent graduate from the high school who is involved in the process. I know you've had some other recent meetings. Are you encouraged the fact that you're having conversations with some young people right now that are interested in perhaps pursuing a life with the Viatorians?
Yes, every second Wednesday of the month, every other Wednesday, I have a discernment group with college-age young men. And currently there are 3 who have consistently come for the last 2 months. And it's just a very simple format. It's a space for them to know that other people are possibly thinking about this lifestyle. And they might not be able to have that conversation with their friends in college. But now that there's a group that they can come and talk to and answer some questions together with me and with Brother Peter Lamech, they are able to kind of, it's an active discernment in a group setting. So, yeah, people are welcome to join that if they would like, or if there's other areas that I can help out with, I would do that too.
And I know that you had mentioned earlier, you know, talking about career choices that as individuals we make, but you also referenced very clearly that you know, God kind of has a plan for us and that is what we need to listen to or follow. How do you work that into these conversations and helping people learn to listen and find answers rather than just sort of relying on their own secular processes?
Last night I had a great discussion with one of these discerners, and he's in college. He's a freshman, and he was asking that exact question. He says, I'm really good at the subject area I'm studying. I'm really interested in this area. Yet I wonder, as I look at when I retire, will I still want to do what I'm studying? I think that's a key indicator there. The career, the vocation that you have, you might be really, really good at it. But if it doesn't bring you that joy, or if you're thinking, well, when I retire, then I'm going to really do what I want to do, that might be an indicator that what you're choosing as a career might not line up with who God's inviting you to be. Doesn't mean that it can't work hand in hand. It will. But it's listening more deeply as to what is the nudging that's there. And again, that's part of my role in being director of vocations.
Well, hopefully by having this conversation, there may be others who have had thoughts, have kind of wondered about this, want to reach out. What's a good way to get in touch with you if they'd like to have further conversation?
Yeah, there's several ways. The Viatorians are on social media. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're also on Facebook. Our handle is @ViatorianUSA. So any direct messages there, we'll answer that. Also, my email, jeustace@viatorians.com, or go to the website, viatorians.com, and there's an information area there that you can just submit your name, and we'll get back to you on that. Or drop me an email at St. Viator High School, stop by, whatever. I think an important thing is that it's not only the individual who is the one who's part of vocations. It's also families. Perhaps there's some parents there If there are parents who are not supportive of their sons or even daughters who are looking at women's religious life, in looking at the possibility of becoming a sister, a brother, a priest, chances are that individual will probably not pursue it. It's so important that we have families who are open to this as well.
Well, that's an important aspect, and certainly a number of things for us to talk. So I think we're going to have you back to continue conversations. Thanks very much, Brother John Eustace, for being with us as always today. Always like the insight. We thank you for that, and thank everyone for listening. And we always look forward to opportunities to provide more information on the Align for Life podcast.